So Shimon Schwab gives an unbelievable insight into this Yehiratzim. And he says the idea of he saying Yehiratzim Alfanecha is actually difficult to translate. Normally say, may it be your will. However, that's inaccurate, because then it would have to be actually saying in Hebrew, Yehiratzinecha. That's literally what Zuwal, let that be your will. Rather, Yehiratzim means, Yehiratzim Alfanecha means, may it be the will that comes before you. And that's pretty convoluted. What's Pshat? What does it mean? There are two meanings for the word rotzo. Normally we say it means to want or to will. Ani rotze in Hebrew, ani rotze glida, I want an ice cream. But it also has another meaning of goodwill or to be well liked. He rotzo echav, as we say right at the end of Dvarim in Vezos HaBracha, he should be pleasing to his brothers. And this in the bracha of Sheva of Asher, Sheva Asher, where Asher should be well pleasing and well liked to his brothers. And we say this in davening a lot. Yula rotza nimrei pi. May the expressions of my mouth be pleasing to you. Roitz Hashem asireyav. Hashem is pleased with those who fear him. Ki roitz Hashem ma'amai. Hashem is pleased with his people. Ki vam rotza laniach lehem. I didn't say on Friday night. Like he was pleased with them to give them a day of rest. In all of these examples, says Rav Schwab, we find the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having rotzain, a goodwill towards his people, especially towards those who he loves and those who love him. But this goodwill is not visible on earth. It's only lefanav. So this meaning here is that we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, may your rotzim, which is your goodwill, come forth milfanecha, from before you, and may we experience this rotzim through the fulfillment of our tefillahs. So that rotzim is in front of Hashem, but if it's in front of Hashem, we don't see it. So we ask, may it come milfanecha, may it, this rotzim come and be expressed in this world, which is just a beautiful way of understanding all these tefillahs that start off with Yehiratzim Alfanecha, as we're asking for those ratzonos of Hashem to be manifest in this world. And then we say, Hashem elokai v'elokei avos hashtat tzileni, you Hashem, my God, God, my Father, you should save me today and every day. In the previous Yehiratzim, when we spoke at the in Hamar V'Sheina at length, we spoke about the idea that we as a nation, b'zchus harabim, in the communal merit of the Jewish people, should be kept far away from evil. We end up going in this tefillah, however, the individual is asking Hashem for the protection when he or she personally, not having zchus harabim, is threatened by immediate danger, either from the Adam Ra or the Chavira. Someone, friend and associate, might already be posing a threat to one's safety or well-being. The idea of a shachin ra is included in that. Because a person does, a bad neighbor, or so the people that we associate with, a real imminent threat, clear and present danger to us spiritually. Potentially even physically too. And therefore we say, Hashem elokai v'elokei avosai, my personal God, the God of my forefathers, shtatzeleni, save me and rescue me from imminent danger. Hayom v'chal yom. Every single day. So even because if we say today, we don't want to exclude future days. Azipanim, brazen people. That's the opposite of Baishpanim. Baishpanim is someone that has a soft face. We don't want people that have chutzpah. People that have no respect for the Tzelem Elokim, which is inherent in human beings. They've got no covered up brios. These type of people are a threat to us. And that's why it says in Pirkei Avos, Azpanim legehenim, Baishpanim legan Eden. The brazen go to Gehenna and the shamefaced go to Gan Eden, because, you know, inappropriate chutzpah is something we can do well without.